Arlene sat in the big chair, tense and worried. It was 1:45. Where was Aunt Violet? She thought of calling her father. But maybe Aunt Violet was talking with Mrs. Porter at the store. If Arlene called Dad, she'd be admitting that she, too, was worried about Aunt Violet getting older, and he'd demand to know why she had let Aunt Violet go out alone in the storm in the first place. How could she explain that she knew in her heart that she couldn't force her aunt to stay home? Arlene had to do something constructive, so she decided to call Porter's store. Mrs. Porter answered the phone, and once Arlene identified herself, Mrs. Porter asked how she and Aunt Violet were. Arlene gulped and then asked if Mrs. Porter had seen her aunt, but Arlene knew the answer before she heard it. In a quiet voice, Mrs. Porter told Arlene that she hadn't seen Violet since they'd gone to the movies last Saturday. She offered a theory. Maybe Violet had stopped at a friend's house on the way to avoid the storm. She volunteered to call some of their friends. After thanking Mrs. Porter, Arlene hung up the phone. Where was her aunt? Arlene was grateful for Mrs. Porter's cooperation. She decided she would try to relax while she waited for Mrs. Porter's news. She began sketching a lion that they could use as a model when her aunt returned. Back at the store, Mrs. Porter felt weak with worry. She had tried to calm Arlene down, but she knew that something must be very, very wrong. Violet had been so forgetful lately. Maybe she had gotten lost. Mrs. Porter knew there was only one thing left to do. As her heart beat faster and faster, she made the dreaded call to the police. "Hello, Sergeant Damon? This is Elena Porter, over at the store. I'm calling the police because I'm worried about Violet Murray. She may have gotten lost out in the storm."